Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link. Then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest and click on the Register to be a Guest link. If you're thinking about having your own show, there is information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363 and press option 1 to connect with the producer. If you want to just listen by phone, call that number and don't press option 1. You can also message me on Facebook at alan.simberg, at Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can also tweet me at alansimberg, at alansimberg. I want to let you know that this segment of the show is being sponsored by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that produces whole food supplements. They have a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables that they use to put into the whole food supplements. I want to explain a little bit about the difference between whole food supplements and what I refer to as synthetic supplements. Synthetic supplements are supplements that are composed primarily of chemicals. These are the vitamins that you ordinarily purchase in either a pharmacy or a health food store. Whole food supplements have food in them as the primary ingredient. Now, you might be thinking to yourselves, why is this important? Well, it's important for a few reasons. One is we do not get nutrition from chemicals. We get nutrition from our food. And something that I believe in quite strongly is that food is medicine, meaning that food gives our body the nutrition that it needs so that it can heal itself. Another reason why this is important is that in order for the food or the supplements to really have the fullest effect possible, they have to contain all the known and all known factors related to the food in order to nourish your body to the fullest extent. When you take supplements that are composed primarily of chemicals, your body has to supply the missing known and unknown factors in order for you to get complete benefit. The whole food supplements from Standard Process contains all the known and unknown substances known to the, not known, but in the food, so that your body not only gets the complete benefit of the supplement, but it also does not drain your body of the supplements or the nutrition that it already has in it. Because when you take synthetic supplements over an extended period of time, you can end up actually developing the symptoms and the problems that you took the supplements to avoid. So I fully recommend whole food supplements. If you are taking a supplement now that is synthetic in nature, you know, it's okay you take them for short periods of time. My recommendation is to eat more of the wholesome quality foods. That would do you a lot more good than synthetic supplements over an extended period of time. Before I introduce my guest today, I'm going to pick up where I left off last week in terms of talking about pain. And what we're going to be talking about today is the causes and the treatments of pain. So one cause of pain is inflammation, which can, of course, come from when you're injured. Another cause of pain can be compromised circulation. Now, this can occur if you have a vertebrae out of alignment, so that's one of the bones in your back or neck, if one of them are out of alignment, and also if you have nerve damage or nerve interference, which also can occur as a result of a vertebrae being out of alignment. The way to treat the pain depends on what the cause is. And that's just a lot of common sense. So, for example, if you have pain because of inflammation, you want to use ice to bring down the inflammation. And the general recommendation is to use ice for 20 minutes on the area and anywhere from an hour to 2 hours off the area. And I usually recommend to wrap the ice in a paper towel or even a few paper towels. And actually, that suggestion was given to me by a chiropractor. And the explanation for that to me was that the paper towel helps to distribute the coolness of the ice in a more widespread way, so it helps to give you the best benefit. Now, another thing that you can do with inflammation in terms of treatment, and again, in part also depends on where the inflammation is. So let's say, for example, if you have inflammation of the ankle, one of the things that you would do is you would elevate the ankle. And that helps to get the blood circulation going better, and that helps to decrease the inflammation. Now, another thing that's really important to do with any kind of injury is to rest. The natural tendency is to push yourself. And, you know, sometimes we might consider that a form of denial, basically meaning that we really don't want to accept that we're hurt, or we don't want to accept the extent to which we're hurt. But the problem with that is if you don't give yourself sufficient rest and all you do is push yourself, you actually can not only impede the healing of the injury, but you can actually also hurt yourself even worse. Okay. Now, if you have compromised circulation, what you want to do is you want to use heat on that area. That will help to increase the circulation. I also recommend chiropractic adjustments, where a chiropractor will actually help to manipulate or move the vertebrae bones in your back and neck, and also obviously your lower back. And that can help to take not only your pressure off, but it also can help to increase circulation, and it also can help the organs to get the nutrients that they need. Now, there's also another form of treatment called decompression therapy. And to explain that in a simple way, basically what that's about is your body, it could be your back and or your neck, is stretched. It takes the pressure off your discs and also off your nerves, and can really help to decrease pain. And finally, a brief comment or two about nerve damage. Sometimes it depends on the nature of the damage that you have. So in some cases, ice can help. In some cases, heat can help. And in some cases, you might actually have to go to a doctor and get what's called a nerve block, in which the circulation to the nerve is blocked and it actually stops you from feeling the pain. And of course, you know, one thing that I want to say without leaving it out is there are pain medications, but the danger with that is that you can get addicted to pain medications, so you don't want to take them long term. There is also physical and aquatic, meaning water therapy, and you need to identify and follow your physical limitations. And I have found that taking nutritional and herbal supplements are a very big help. We're going to go to commercial break now, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life-Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My guest today is Dr. Andrea Blake. Dr. Andrea is a chiropractor, international speaker, and author. She is the founder of Healing Revolution, a faith-based business that is dedicated to helping others find healing and restoration in their lives. She received her Bachelor's of Science in Physical Education from Newberry College in Newberry, South Carolina in 1997, and received her Doctorate of Chiropractic from Sherman Chiropractic College in 2000. And now let's learn more about Dr. Andrea. Hello, Dr. Andrea, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Oh, wow. Great question. I grew up in South Carolina, a small town called Denmark, where I was born and raised. And I played basketball, played sports, normal, teenage type activities. And from high school, I went on to college, and I was still in South Carolina, where I went to Newberry, and I also stayed in South Carolina for chiropractic college as well when I graduated in 2000. And, just life experiences, experiencing emotional traumas, experiencing physical traumas, just not from playing sports, but, other accidents, and even, some mental challenges that, a lot of people go through. And a lot of those challenges and problems that I experienced helped lead me to actually want to become a doctor, where I could help other people to overcome some of their challenges as well.
Now, I know that obviously you're a doctor of chiropractic, and I wonder if you could just explain a little bit to the listening audience, because there may be some people that are not familiar with chiropractic medicine, like basically what you do and what your approach is to helping people.
Okay. Yes. Chiropractic is a, most people will call it an alternative healthcare healing art, and it actually is something that is natural for the body for alignment. And so a lot of us are aware of how important our brain is, and we know that if we lose any type of brain function, that, we have a high probability of not living or being paralyzed. Chiropractic is all about making sure that the brain is properly connected to the body, and that connection happens through the spinal cord. And so we all know that we have the bones of the spine, or the vertebrae, that go down the spine, and they help to kick in every minute of the day. Your brain is sending messages. It's sending nutrition. and it's sending valuable information to your organs, tissues, and cells on the proper ways that your body needs to function. If the brain cannot get those messages through, if there's an interference in the spinal cord, then your body can't function to its highest level possible, and you will end up getting symptoms to give you that feedback that, hey, something is possibly going wrong with the spine because there's a disconnection from the brain to the body. So the whole goal of chiropractic is to reconnect the brain to the body so that, you know, things that can begin to heal physically in your organs, in your tissues, and in your cells.
So when somebody comes to see you, how do you go about assessing what the nature of their problems are, besides obviously asking them to tell you why they first came to see you?
Right. So after the history, then there is a thorough examination, chiropractic examination and orthopedic testing, which means that the mobility of the spine and the body, the range of motion will be tested. There will be guided tests for that, as well as testing the spine chiropractically, range of motion, leg checks. And so the examination is a pretty thorough procedure that will help give me an idea of where there may be deficiencies in the muscular attachments and the movement of the spine as well as the joints that are connected with the spine. So in other words, I would be getting feedback from that patient's body on where there might be an interference or problem that's going on. And then from that point, I can look in further to see how it may be connected to the spine and what level it may be connected to as well. After the examination, then, of course, there were the x-rays. So now there's a visual to look inside to go along with the results get from the examination.
So what you said, you know, obviously your assessment is quite thorough. I'm wondering, do you specialize in any particular types of health problems, or do you just help, you know, people that are suffering from a variety of problems?
Pretty much a variety. We, you know, definitely don't like to say that, you know, chiropractic can heal anything and is a cure-all. So the goal is to get the body back to functioning. And so what we find is that patients come in with various problems like migraine headaches, back pain, neck pain, ear infections, asthma, the list goes on and on, you know, kidney problems, urination. And what they find is that as the adjustments are happening along a period of time, the brain is now connecting back properly to the body, and so those organs functioning now begin to function better. So, for instance, I would have a patient that came in for primarily neck pain, but they find that now they are sleeping better, they are digesting their food better, you know, the pain that they used to have in their leg is gone, the range of motion is better, so they will list benefits far and beyond the original reason that they came in for care.
So really you have a rather objective way to assess how whatever treatment you're providing to your clients, the effect it's having, because obviously from what you just said, they may not only let you know that their original complaints maybe either have decreased or actually gone away, but their overall functioning is also improved.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. So the body, it just begins to get more of the nutrition and more of the things that it needs to operate like it should. And so when it does that, it removes interferences, allows things to open up and just function better and flow better than it was before the actual chiropractic care.
Okay. So let's say, for example, someone has a complaint of high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
What might be the difference between the way a traditional medical doctor would work with that as opposed to the way you would work with it?
Okay, great question. So the when a person comes in with high blood pressure, the examination is definitely still the same and pretty thorough. It's pretty much a spinal and orthopedic testing. But when the complaint is specific to high blood pressure, then we actually want to do other testing that correlates with high blood pressure to see if that person may or may not be getting dizzy or having fainting symptoms when moving in certain directions. And then we also want to focus on the upper cervical spine, which would be your C1, C2, or your atlas and axis areas. In that area, and it's at the top, right at the base of the skull, that is where the blood pressure centers are. It's right at the brain's control of your blood pressure happens there. If there's a misalignment in one of those vertebrae, C1 or C2, it could be putting pressure on that area of the brainstem where the blood pressure control centers are, and it could have a direct effect on the body's ability to keep the blood pressure balanced. So the C1, C2 area would be a major focus and concern during the exam, as well as the x-ray for a person with high blood pressure.
So staying with that example for a moment, would you be doing anything else, making any other suggestions besides doing the adjustments for someone who comes in with that complaint of high blood pressure?
Absolutely. So we definitely want to keep in communication and correlate with that person's primary care physician or the physician who prescribed medication, if medication has been prescribed. So we want them to know what's going on and so that we can communicate and give that patient the best care possible. Along with the chiropractic monitored very closely, blood pressure would be taken on a regular basis, not just on the primary exam, but all throughout the care, as well as correlating with that person's other physicians and the medication that they're taking as well.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't know that you had another point coming.
That's okay. And then besides that, there's the nutritional and the physical part as far as physical exercise. And so we would want to know and access whether that person has a weight problem, whether that person may be overweight, and then what type of foods that they may be eating that could also contribute to that.
So you really, from my perspective, actually apply what I would call a holistic approach to the people that come to you for help.
Exactly. Definitely mind, body, and spirit. I believe that, you know, we have different pains, illnesses, and symptoms come along, and it's very rarely one reason or one cause for it. And so you have to look, rather than looking at the one symptom of it hurts here, or I have high blood pressure, or I have asthma, whatever the situation is, look at the person as a whole versus just their symptom and find out what other things may be going on, not just physically, but also mentally and spiritually.
And how would you say that you integrate the spiritual aspect with the people that come to see you?
Great question. So that's one of the things that helped me to push into opening or starting Healing Revolution, because I found that people were needing more, and a lot of people were wanting more than just the physical part or just treating the symptom. And people would ask questions that related to, you know, the spiritual or emotional or different things. And so I came up with Healing Revolution because that way I can provide more information, more educational, inspirational product formation, helping to guide people in the right direction, leading them from point A to point B. And so under Healing Revolution, there's not only the blog, coming up, there will be webinars and even group coaching that will target specific areas of the healing process mentally, physically, and spiritually.
That sounds like a great service to provide. We have a few minutes left in the interview, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to talk about your upcoming book, the title of which is Return to Joy. I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about what the book is about, a little bit about the format of the book, and why someone might want to buy that particular book.
Oh, awesome. Return to Joy is another idea, inspiration that came to me as well from taking care of patients and seeing patients over the last 14 years. And like I said before, we find that something else is going on besides just the physical. And in the world, you know, we live in today, we can just turn on the news at any time and see, you know, all of the trauma and all of the different things that people are dealing with, depressions and suicides and murders and all types of things. And what I found that not only through my own experience, but helping other people that sometimes we tend to leave our joy. I believe that, you know, joy is our original state that God has, you know, designed for us to live in. And when we leave that, that's where we get into other things and we get confusion. And I believe that a lot of physical ailments begin in the mind because everything starts in the mind. So you start thinking negative thoughts and you're in negative atmospheres. And that negativity has to go somewhere and it can go into the body. It can cause physical subluxations or misalignments of the spine. It can cause headaches. It can cause depression. It can cause ulcers and all types of things. So while we definitely want to focus on the physical and take those proper steps, let's focus, hey, spiritually, what is going on here? How have I, you know, let this stuff in? What am I doing? What can I do to turn this around? What situations could I change or get away from, and how can I change myself not to, you know, go around happy all the time, but make joy, you know, your default state of being, and then you'll find that your body, your mind will follow and be more at ease instead of dis-ease.
So would you say that at least one of the intentions of your book is to help people maybe either to recognize or to confirm that joy is actually an original state and how they can accomplish achieving that state?
Exactly. That is the exact intention of that. And I think a lot of people are aware that, hey, something's kind of off here, and you hear people say, I'm depressed or I just can't break free or I feel stuck, I can't get out of it. And I've had, you know, that experience myself in my life of that depression or that dark place of, you know, I'm just stuck and there's so much negativity in my mind, there's so much things that are weighing on me, so how can I get back to it? So when we think about on a spiritual level of what, you know, God intended for us to walk in and how he intended us to live and be at peace and have joy to be able to enjoy life, you know, in an abundant way in every area, not just financially. So when there's someone or people out there that are realizing, hey, I'm stuck, I'm feeling that, I'm not happy, I'm depressed, I feel stuck, my life is not where I want it to be, so that person has realized something's wrong. And so the focus of the book is to say to them, possibly you have left your joy or maybe never even experienced the joy that, you know, God has designed for you. And so now I want to admonish you to return to that, to restore your joy, which is going to help restore your life and restore your health.
Well, Dr. Andrea, I want to thank you for being a guest on my show today. But before we end, I want to give you the opportunity to tell the listening audience how they can get in touch with you and also to make mention of your free ebook.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, no problem. The main way to get in touch with me is through my website, and that would be drandreablake.com, www.drandreablake.com. And then also, of course, on social media, that would be the same name, spelled the same way, with Facebook, Twitter, as well as Google Plus. So Dr. Andrea Blake on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, you'll be able to find me. And I definitely want to offer an e-book that I just co-authored with another chiropractor by the name of Dr. James Hicks out of Ohio, a great, awesome doc there. And the e-book is called The Ultimate Way to Wellness. It's how chiropractic can help you live an energized, balanced, and pain-free life. And for anyone that's interested in learning more about chiropractic and how it can help you with some physical ailments, some spinal problems that you may be having, things that Dr. Ellen and I just discussed, please go to my website, drandreablake.com, click on Contact Us, fill in the form, fill in your name, your email, and in the comment section, just write in a free ebook. And I will get that ebook out to you within the next 2 to 3 business days.
Well, Dr. Andrea, again, I want to thank you for being a guest on my show, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Allen. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, before we go to commercial break, I want to remind everyone that this preceding segment was brought to you by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables and they produce whole food supplements. If you have any questions or comments about either Standard Process or anything that I or Dr. Andrea has said today, please feel free to email me at alan@alansimberg.com or to call me or text me at 281-785-0660. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my next guest.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My guest today is Christy Deere. Christy is a certified NLP master practitioner, a certified master life coach. She's certified in advanced hypnosis, and she is certified as a law of attraction wealth coach, personal trainer, motivational speaker, and author of many articles. She is the CEO of Bootcamp Babes and creator of Get Fit Kids Exercise DVDs and classes. And now let's learn more about Christy. Hello, Christy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Okay, sure. Yes, I grew up in the Dallas area, and my whole life I battled with self-esteem and weight issues. When I was in my 20s, after having my second child, I had gained a lot of weight. I was very, very depressed. I had gained 75 pounds, actually, and I just felt stuck. I felt like my life wasn't going in the direction I wanted it to. My husband worked two jobs, and I had two little children at home, and I just wasn't happy. I decided one day that I didn't want to live like this, and I decided to shift. I decided to make a change. I decided to, you know, start praying more, start changing my mindset, start thinking more positive, start thinking about what I wanted to happen in my life instead of focusing on all the things that I didn't want to happen in my life. So now I help my clients do the same thing. I help them through health and fitness, through running a boot camp that just for women I've had for 10 years. So I help through that way. I also help through coaching, creating a mindset shift. So I teach my clients that, you know, whatever you think about, whatever you focus on is going to manifest in your life. So if you don't like where you are, if you feel stuck, if you want to make a change, it's possible. Just learning new skills and new techniques to get yourself unstuck and make those breakthrough changes.
I'm going to take a little bit of a stab in the dark here and
sure.
Tell me if I have a bullseye here, okay?
Okay.
It sounds like that was a really great intro that you just gave to us talking about your Shift to Success programs.
Yes, correct.
All right, bullseye.
Yay, bullseye, yay.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about those programs. Now, I'm guessing
okay.
that you have different programs for different issues that people may have. So let's start by identifying more specifically the types of problems that people might come to you about.
Okay, yes. And so being a personal trainer for over 10 years and running a women's boot camp, most of my clients that have come to me were for weight loss. They didn't like where they were. They wanted to come to boot camp. They wanted, and when I mean boot camp, I mean boot camp. Like I run them through a hard workout and to lose weight. I help them eat healthy. And I was doing this for many years. I had one-on-one personal training clients, and I would say, you know, eat this and go exercise, and the weight would come off. I mean, they're going to lose weight, right? But I noticed over the years that so many people would be really excited about the program, and they would want to lose weight, and they're saying, I want to be thin, I want to be healthy, I want to be fit. And then over time, their motivation started to kind of decrease, and they would, you know, make excuses on showing up to boot camp, showing up for personal training. And so I really got into this whole shift. I was thinking, okay, when I made the shift, when I was at my lowest, when I really wanted to lose weight, I started affirming what I wanted. I started focusing on what I wanted. I started praying more. I started thinking healthy. So I created this whole shift program, Shift to Success, with 5 steps on how to shift your mindset, because it's more about getting healthy from the inside out. So now I'm helping my clients, you know, heal themselves from the inside out. Instead of just saying, okay, exercise and eat healthy, I'm helping them become unstuck. I'm helping them find out what's keeping them from staying motivated, what's keeping them from eating healthy. You know, really getting them bringing self-awareness, understanding why they make the choices they make and do the things they do.
So what would you say the difference was, or the difference that the program made that was missing when you were just kind of seeing people as they came in and you would just sort of give them individual appointments?
Their mind wasn't right. They would say that they wanted to be healthy and fit, but their mind wasn't right. They may say things to themselves, even in front of me, but mainly probably behind closed doors. You know, I'm fat. I'm not deserving of this. I can't do it. It's too hard. And so what they would do is they would be self-defeating. So they'd have that inner battle with themselves. They would say one thing but do another thing. So in my 5-step program, I talk a lot about that. I talk about the power of words. And the power of words that we say can either zap our energy or create energy. You know, if you have, stinky thinking, like I say, if you have that and you're sitting around thinking about how fat you are, how overweight you are, how you have no energy, that's going to create all those things. You're going to feel that way. You're going to not show up for working out. You're not going to think highly of yourself, and you're going to make poor choices because you're telling your unconscious that is who you are, and that's the way you're going to stay, and you're going to stay stuck. So the program now with the mindset shift is actually helping people become healthy and fit and well from the inside out. It's more than just exercise and eating healthy. It's getting your mind right first. And then when, you get your mind right, that's what's going to lead your life into happiness, into pure joy.
And then also from what you just said, it also sounds like another difference is that when you were just meeting with people and saying, okay, you want to come back next week, and that might not have been exactly the way you did it, but just kind of saying, okay, and this we'll work on this next week. In the very beginning, you introduced the idea of a program. You let them know all the different components. And from what you're saying, it sounds like it helps them to shift their mind focus from, well, I'm going to go and, just kind of see what I can do, as opposed to signing up for a program that has different components that in some ways motivates them to make a fuller commitment to the changes that they have identified they want to make.
Yes. Yes. And knowing that it's possible and knowing that they can do it. And then, with deeper, so I have some girls who come to boot camp and do personal training, but if they really do the one-on-one coaching session and they really do some coaching with me, we actually uncover what's keeping them stuck. So it could be something, on the unconscious level that's keeping them stuck. They feel safe where they are. They feel comfortable where they are. It could be a fear of failure, or it could be a belief system, and I help them uncover that. And so they can think better about themselves. They can have that more positive mindset because we're releasing any of those fear of failure and beliefs. We're releasing all that so they can move forward.
So is the coaching a part of the Shift to Success programs, or is it an extra component?
Yes, the coaching is part of the Shift to Success program right now. That's what I'm offering, is my coaching sessions. And then I'm also doing the personal training and the boot camp with that as well. But the whole Shift to Success is about the coaching program. And the Shift to Fit program I have incorporates the whole health and wellness aspect of doing more exercise and personal training and boot camp.
Now, when you're talking about the boot camp, are there different levels? For example, Would you start out having someone do just some exercise, and maybe they're not actually part of the boot camp, or does anybody who wants to get more physically fit has to be part of the boot camp training?
They can do personal training with me where I meet them one-on-one, and I can incorporate the coaching with them too. So that is an option. They can meet with me, and we can do the whole workout, so physical workout in the gym, and then also the coaching. But, yes, the Shift to Success program that talking about is more shifting to success in any and every aspect in your life. So it's creating, I have this 5-step program that says start now, dream big, know what you want, and then creating healthy habits and ignite your word power. So it talks about the power of your words and how they can create energy or lack of. And then free your mind, which is releasing those limiting beliefs or fear of failure. And then the last one is thrive. So we're putting it all together. We're growing, meditating, visualization. We're putting all those 5-step programs into the Shift program. And so that covers every aspect of becoming healthy and fit from the inside out.
And generally speaking, do you have a time frame for a person to participate in the program, or is it as long as they need?
I usually have a 3-month commitment program to the coaching. So most of my clients sign up for that, and that just really helps, each session builds on top of the other to, at the end, get exactly what they want. I help them create a plan, like the first step, the start now, is to really dream big, know what you want. If the client doesn't know what they want exactly, they just know they want to change, I help them come up with a plan to just, put something in action. Just start taking action. Let's just do, baby steps every time. So they can meet with me one-on-one if they just want to do a one-on-one session. But most of the time people do commit to that 3 months. It really helps them to stay on track, and we can grow from there.
Now, let's say a person finishes that 3-month commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sort of follow-up program that you offer, or would it just be like an additional 3-month commitment?
Oh, yes. A lot of clients, after the 3 months, they sign up again and do another 3 months, or they may just come twice a month. So there's different options. They could come 4 times a month, and they say, you know, I just may want a refresher, just to kind of come in once or twice a month and just meet with you and just have that refresher and just stay on track and just be able to share with somebody and talk with somebody who's going to be on my side and motivate me and tell me, you know, and help me to think positive and just stay on that journey. Because if you're not used to, you know, making the shift or thinking positive, it does take a little bit of baby steps. It takes a little bit of time. And a lot of clients, you know, like that, to come and just be able to talk with somebody who is on their side and who cares about them and who's going to support them in everything that they do and help them, you know, create what they want. But most clients, after meeting with me for the first time, leave very motivated and very excited because you introduced me with doing the NLP. I do the NLP techniques, and with that, that really helps people to know that it brings out their power inside. And when I say that, sometimes when I say that, people are thinking, "Well, personal power, you know, what about God?" And I say, "No, I believe everybody has something special inside. I believe everybody has this, you know, beautiful light they want to shine, and I help people create that." You know, that shine, that brightness, their power inside to come out and blossom and shine for the world to see. So that's what I help people do.
So when you're talking about NLP, you're talking about the neuro-linguistic programming?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I wonder if you could just explain a little bit what that's about, because that may be something that some of the listeners are not familiar with.
Right, neuro-linguistic programming. So with that, what I help my clients do is I get them to understand. So with that, you would understand why you make the choices you make and why you react and think the way you do. It's really about understanding yourself, and it helps. It also is very broad because it also works with communication. It allows us to, you know, have respect for everybody's model of the world and just help to communicate more effectively and know that not everything, you know, is about us. Somebody may say or do something to us where we may think, wow, that was really offensive. But just getting the client to understand that it may not be about you. It may be about the other person. Maybe the other person had a bad day, and it's not really about you. It's about something that they're going through, their life struggles that they're going through. So when the client understands that, you know, everybody has a different model of the world. Everybody has a different reality, a different perception of the way things happen or the way things went down. And a lot of times, you know, people hear things differently. What's said to one person, you know, you might say something to somebody and they hear it completely different. So with NLP, you're really understanding yourself. You know, any triggers, anything that kind of irritates you and gets under your skin, I help the client to find out, you know, what's really going on there. Why is that irritating you? You know, why is that a trigger for you, and how do you want to change? You know, people say, well, this really irritates me, and I really want to feel different. I want to feel calmer. I want to feel more motivated. And then I help the client understand, you know, why is that really bothering you? And then we switch, you know, switch to that peace or that calmness or that motivation that they want. So it's a lot about self-awareness. It really is. People leave here feeling really like they have a choice, that they are in control. You know, they have a choice whether they want to react or not. They have a choice if they want to get up. They have a choice if they want to work out or eat healthy. It's all about choice, and you're understanding yourself.
That's pretty good. So that really sounds like, you know, it's really quite a self-empowering approach that can help people tremendously.
Oh, yes, tremendously. Tremendously. Because when you realize that you have choice, I mean, I've said that before on my blog. I mean, you have a choice. I mean, people have a choice to go to work. We have a choice to clean the house. We have a choice to do the dishes. So many times people go around and they're like, oh, if I didn't have to clean the house, if I didn't have to, you know, go to work, well, you really don't have to. You know, just knowing that you actually have a choice in life. You know, when people say, oh, that person irritated me so much, they just talked to me so rudely, just knowing that, well, you have a choice not to react. I mean, everybody has a choice. Every day you have a choice in what you're doing. And that right there is self-empowering, just that awareness. Like, wow, I really do have a choice. I don't have to get mad. I don't have to react that way. And then from there, then I help the client say, okay, how do you want to act different? You know, let's work on that. If that's the only way that you know how to do things, you know, if that's the only way that you know how to react, then you're always going to do that. But learning new skills, learning new techniques, how to do things differently, that's where I come in.
Well, it sounds like you really provide a great service to people and something that could be really helpful. Unfortunately, and I'm saying unfortunately because I'm really enjoying speaking with you, we have come to the end of the interview. Oh,
wow. Wow,
but before we end, I really want to give you a chance to give the listening audience your contact information and if there's anything else that you would like to say that maybe we haven't covered.
Okay, sure. I can be reached on my website at christydear.com. That's KRISTIDEAR.com. And on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Shift to Success. Also, I want to say, any of your listeners that are listening and you want to, maybe you're thinking about this and you're thinking, man, I really want to, really need help with my health and fitness, or I really want to change, or I really want to get unstuck. I'm just not sure where to go, or I want to be happier. I want to get excited about my life. Contact me, and I will give you a 30-minute over-the-phone free consultation. And we'll just see if this coaching is right for you. See if I can, I will give you the chance to show you, you know, what I do and what kind of techniques I would do with you if this coaching would be right for you and how I can help you reach those breakthrough goals.
You know, that free consultation is really very generous of you, but I think it's a great idea because people tend to be hesitant about
right.
whether to try something special, but you really give them a chance to know whether something can really be a big help to them. So I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yes. And I mean, this is my passion. I think you can hear it in my voice, but I love helping people. I mean, I was there. I was the lowest of low. I was super depressed. I was overweight. And, you know, I'm so happy to be out of that and to know I have a choice. And that's what, I mean, that's why I do what I do. I love helping people. I love seeing people come to me and say, you saved my life. You changed my life. I'm free. I'm free of this thinking. I mean, I don't fight anymore with family. I don't fight anymore with my spouse. I have a better relationship with my children. I mean, that right there is perfect. That's what I want. That's why I do this. So, yes, I would love to help anybody. If you're hesitant, just call me, connect with me, email me. I would love to chat with you and see what I can do and help you.
Well, Christy, I want to thank you for being a guest on my show today, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. You too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to give my life-changing insight tip of the week.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuck Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuck Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuckTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We understand your need for quality financial advice without the hefty price tag of the big institutions. That's why at Thompson Wealth Management, it's our aim to create lifelong customer relationships built on a foundation of trust and satisfaction. Our values are based on extensive experience in investment, investment planning, and an intimate knowledge of financial markets. So let us put our experience to work for you. We can help you build a comprehensive investment plan and provide you with the ongoing guidance and direction that you deserve. For more information, visit Thompson Wealth Management at www.twmtoday.com.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Before ending the show, I want to give my Life Changing Insight tip of the week, and there is something else I want to let you all know about. In terms of my Life Changing Insight tip of the week, we're going to finish up with what I started last week talking about leaky gut. And basically what we talked about was that leaky gut occurs when the digestive lining becomes compromised, and it can become compromised by the presence of bacteria, viruses, undigested food particles, toxic waste products, all sorts of problems, including inflammation. Now, basically, the way to treat this is, if you remember the four R's, and it's basically remove, replace, reinoculate, and repair. Basically, the remove part is you remove the toxins and the inflammatory substances from your food. So, for example, if you're having problems with digestion, it might be a good idea to stay away from very hot, spicy foods. Okay? Another issue can arise when you eat things that are not cooked very well. So sushi might be another example. It is possible to get parasites from eating sushi. The replace part is that you replace things that help you to have good digestion and absorption. So this would include enzymes, bile salts, and hydrochloric acid. You re-inoculate, and basically what that means is you put into your body two things, and they are called prebiotics and probiotics. Now, prebiotics generally are different forms of fiber that help to stimulate the growth of healthy bacteria. Probiotics are actually the healthy bacteria themselves. In terms of repair, what I highly recommend is taking herbs, whole food supplements, and amino acids. And one amino acid in particular, which is very helpful with this, is called L-glutamine. If you have any questions about leaky gut or anything that was talked about on the show today, please feel free to call me at 281-785-0660. You can also text me at that number, or you can email me at alan@alansimberg.com. And before ending today's show, I want to mention something that I'm really excited about. I was asked to be a contributing author in a compilation book, and the name of that book is Share Your Message with the World. And what I'm really excited about is that the launch date for that book is this Friday, July 18th. And what I would like to invite all of you to do is to visit Amazon.com on Friday morning after 9 o'clock and to take a look at what the book's about. If you have any questions, I don't know whether that book at this point is going to be one of those that you can kind of browse through quickly. But in the meantime, before Friday, if you want to contact me, talk to me about the book, I can let you know what it's about. But essentially, it's 28 authors who have talked about how their life experiences inspired them and led them to doing what they do today. And each chapter has a life lesson that can be very helpful. So I want to invite you all to look at that book on Amazon.com. And again, the name is Share Your Message with the World. And also to contact me with any questions that you may have about it. I want to thank you all for joining me today, today's program, and I want to invite you back to next week's show, Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg. next Tuesday between 3 and 4 o'clock. I hope you have a great day and a wonderful week. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.